That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science.
Hi, I'm Rick Bonney from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and I was really pleased and honored a couple of days ago to be able to do a keynote address for this Citizen Cyber Science Summit. And at that keynote address, I made 3 points, or I tried to make 3 points and leave the audience with 3 messages. So let me see if I can remember what they were and tell you about them again quickly here. The first one was about what I call designing projects in an intentional way. There are many different models of citizen science. There are many different types of citizen science. There's no one right way to do it, and there are really no wrong ways to do it. But what I think project designers need to remember is that it's important to design projects for the outcomes that you want to achieve. Now, that might sound obvious, but a lot of projects try to do everything for everybody without thinking about the few key messages, the few key data points, the few key ideas they want to work on. And they just try to put everything together in one project. There are so many resources available now on the web. A lot of them are gathered at a website called citizenscience.org. And you can go to that site and other sites, and you can get a hold of these resources and use them to design your projects in a very intentional way. The second point that I made was that I don't feel right now like the citizen science community is owning the scientific results and trumpeting them to the world in the very best way they could. Recently, one of my colleagues at the Lab of Ornithology, Karen Cooper, did an analysis of a paper, an important paper from 2011 by an author, the last name of Knudsen. And in that paper, there were 10 claims made. 10 claims made about the importance or the significance of climate change on bird populations. And of those 10 claims, those claims were backed up by 174 papers. And half of those papers used citizen science data to make their claims, and yet none of those papers said that they used citizen science data to make those claims. And I think that there's a fear. I think that there's a fear in the citizen science community that what they're going to hear is, well, how do you know the data are any good? And that we know that the data are good. We have all kinds of ways right now of making sure that we get our volunteers to collect accurate data, and we have all kinds of ways statistically to analyze large data sets to make sure that our analyses are accurate. So I think we need to be owning these results, taking them to the scientific world, publishing them in journals, talking about them in symposia, and saying proudly, these are citizen science data that we have collected that are helping to inform the world. And then the final point that I wanted to make, that I tried to make, is that there are a lot of different projects out there now that are doing a lot of different things for citizen science, and they're all really terrific. But there are a lot of ones doing birds, and there are a lot of ones doing frogs, there are a lot of ones doing weather, there are a lot of ones doing roadkill. They're actually starting to compete with each other. There's wheels that are being reinvented. The public is being confused. Which project is which? Which one should I get myself behind? And I think one way that we can address this issue is to come together with themes, big grand challenges, big ideas like climate change and invasive species and phenology, and say, what is it that we really need to know as a society, as a global society, to solve these problems? And then to get all of these different projects and their participants working together in complementary ways to gather the data, to process the data, to come up with the conclusions and take them to elected officials that we need to do, and able to, quite frankly, save the world.
The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by PitX.